The Washington Post did an article called "The Comedy That Got Inside Trump's Head." Wanda Sykes says, "You would think, oh boy, there's so much to make fun of, but really, I can't write anything funnier or more ridiculous than what Trump actually says. It's like doing a parody of a parody." So the Post writes, "With Election Day fast approaching, we asked dozens of top comedy minds to tell us which stand-ups and social media stars and which authors and impersonators and political artists they turn to in these times and applaud. Here are the top picks. Are you ready?" From the Washington Post. First up, Sarah Cooper's lip sync videos. You know Sarah Cooper. She mimes to videos on TikTok. The future of comedy. The hottest comedy star of 2020. Sarah Cooper from TikTok, where she like lip syncs videos. They love her. Patton Oswalt says she's doing the best thing that parody and satire do, which is embracing this thing to the point of strangulation. She's playing a character that's almost trying to make Trump look better, and in trying to bring dignity and gravitas to his sayings, really highlights how ridiculous and damaged they are. That's what she so instinctually gets about comedy. It's that it's played with a straight face. This is a guy absolutely bluffing who is just empty and frightened outside. The best stand-up bit is John Mulaney's Horse in a Hospital from his Kid Gorgeous at Radio City on Netflix, apparently. Mulaney says, "This guy being the president, it's like there's a horse loose in a hospital. I think eventually everything's going to be okay, but I have no idea what's going to happen next, and neither do any of you, and neither do your parents, because there's a horse loose in the hospital." Adam McKay says, "Mulaney's take is the best bit of Trump comedy hands down, saying it nails perfectly how hard it is to even grasp the reality that Trump is president, let alone police or understand his decisions. If I'm really being honest, I still don't think I've processed it. I'm still getting over sane adults looking me in the eye and sincerely supporting W. Bush in the 2000s, but that was an owl in a shopping mall compared to Trump." Best impersonation from the Post went to J.L. Covan. Yeah, not Alec Baldwin's not very good Donald Trump. J.L. Covan, that's who you should be paying attention to. But it wasn't until 2020 that J.L. went viral with a 2-minute clip that has received more than 2.5 million views on YouTube and 6.9 million on Twitter. Post writes, "Covan's messianic MAGA cap wearing character has insulted Vice President Pence and infectious disease expert Anthony S. Fauci." Very formal there, Washington Post. You could have just said Fauci. We wouldn't know what you meant. "His shambolic monologues." Wow, this is like the toughest paragraph I think I've read in the history of this podcast. So we've had messianic. Did I even say that right? Infectious disease expert Anthony S. Fauci, and now his shambolic monologues, which J.L. Covan is known for. When I see him in the clubs, I go like, you know, your shambolic monologues are really terrific. His shambolic monologues spoof Trump's off-the-cuff style, and one refers to COVID-19 as a profit opportunity, calling it the invisible enemy, trademark pending. And who did the Post ask about J.L. Covan? Gary Trudeau. Who's that? He's the guy that created Doonesbury. And if you're not as old as me, you're like, what the hell is Doonesbury? Well, Gary Trudeau says Covan is doing the most spot-on political impersonation since Tina Fey's definitive Sarah Palin, which was a great impression, but that making it the definitive Sarah Palin? Let me give you a minute here. Name the other Sarah Palin impressions that you've seen in your entire life. Exactly. The Post also mentions Anthony Atamnuick on Comedy Central's The President Show. I think that's a really good one, too. Both Atamnuick or Covan would be a much better choice than Alec Baldwin for SNL. But, like, I get it. You're going to have Alec Baldwin on SNL. Like, I get it. All right, we'll take a break and we'll look at some more of this. We're starting to stray from the core mission here of Daily Comedy News. The Post mentions the best cover artist, Barry Blitt for The New Yorker. I'll let you read that for yourself. Best running late night segment is Amber Ruffin's appearances on Late Night with Seth Meyers. I'm undereducated on this. I don't think I've seen a single episode of Late Night with Seth Meyers. So let me read up on this. Throughout the pandemic, her segments have especially hit the mark, including in August after Trump tweeted that he's done more for women than just about any president in history. Ruffin said, he didn't say he's done good things for women. He just said no president has done more. And he's right. No president has done more for women to make our lives worse. Okay. Best musical parody is Randy Rainbow. The singer-comedian has launched into political musical parody. He's spinning tunes from classical musicals into such whimsically delivered performances as A Spoonful of Clorox, Fact Checker, Fact Checker, and Kamala, as in Camelot. He croons on That Don, which is a parody of Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. His crimes are fine, the laws are jokes, his lies are all true, and the truth is a hoax. Patton Oswalt said, Randy is basically a flamethrower. He does it with so much of a smile, and he's clearly having so much fun that it's hard to write him off as, oh, you're just being angry, you're just a hater. Best fictional Twitter feed goes to @DonaldUnready, D-O-N-A-E-L-D, Unready. I'm unfamiliar with that one. I'm going to vote for Emperor Trumpatine, which is the emperor from Star Wars saying things very similar to one of the political leaders in 2020 where you live. Best political cartoonists are Pia Guerin, Darren Bell. You can read about that for yourself. Best satirical novel goes to Christopher Buckley's Make Russia Great Again. That novel is narrated by a former Trump resort hospitality worker who, out of loyalty, suddenly finds himself smack at the center of the White House. Buckley says, a satirist is like a dog chasing a car. He rarely catches up with it. I would make no claim that my book is any more real than what's going on. It's my attempt at rendering it through a different lens. All right, a little something different for the weekend there. You can subscribe on The Usual Suspects, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, Pandora, or follow on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.